everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the show on this first day of April, April the 1st, 2014, a Tuesday. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday from noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And you can stream our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, so you don't necessarily have to be in front of a radio anymore to hear the program. So many people listening, streaming online. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. We post the program, or Rose posts the program. Thank her for that, usually within an hour of its conclusion. So you can find us and listen to us anytime at buckmastershow.com. We'll start things off, get an update on what I think is going to be one of the big stories of the year here in Arizona, and it is the continuing serious drought situation in the Southwest. About 20 minutes past the hour, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, will be with us for our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. We always talk money about 20 minutes past noon every week on the Buckmaster Show. At the bottom of the hour, the first Tuesday of the month, we talk about medication. It's our Your Meds segment with Dr. Ray Woosley. He's the founder of CredibleMeds.com, which is an incredible resource for people who want to check out their medication. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. Linda Ray joins us from the Tucson Weekly. The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Well, the drought in the Southwest is shaping up to be one of the major stories of the year here in Southern Arizona. For the latest, we welcome Zach Guido. Zach is with the University of Arizona Climate Assessment for the Southwest Group. Zach is Associate Fiscal Scientist for the Climate Assessment for the Southwest, which is based at the University of Arizona Institute for the Environment. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Bill. I'm happy to be here.
I can't remember a warmer winter, and that's probably because there hasn't been one since they've been keeping records out at Tucson International Airport. Warmest winter ever, really.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to play a cruel joke and say that it's been very warm and very dry this winter, but in fact, that's true. So it's not a very good April 1st joke.
And if you've been around a while, and I've been here about 26 years this time living in Tucson, I like to garden, and the garden is a nice indicator in the wintertime of kind of the year we're having. And the geraniums are going crazy because, so first of all, we did not have a freeze in January, February, March. And that may be, I don't know this, I'll have to ask our gardening friend, Phil Cedar, who does the Green Things weekend gardening show here on KVOI. But I can't remember, Zach, where we did not have a freeze in a winter.
Yeah, it's been very warm. And, you know, all of, if you look at Arizona as a whole, in January and February, it was the warmest on record. And that's about 120 years. It's also been very dry. It was the fourth driest on record in those 2 months, and the story's not going to change in March, because if you look at Tucson, the average temperatures of Tucson have been about 4 degrees Fahrenheit above average, and the two are related. I mean, we've only had since the beginning of December, we've only had four significant or substantial precipitation events, and you kind of need those. Precip events, you need a sort of a looping jet stream to bring our storms from the north, cold storms from the north, as well as precipitation into the Southwest. And we just haven't had it this year. And consequently, as you mentioned before, it's a pretty bleak, pretty dry situation. And of course, the temperatures are really warm. So we'll see how that plays out in the next coming months. But I wouldn't expect there to be any more relief. The winter is pretty much over for us here.
Yeah, because now, Zach, we are into kind of our, well, I'll refer to it as what they do over in India and Pakistan. When I was over there, what they call the monsoon turnaround. that's kind of the season where it really dries out and they wait for the monsoon to come. And that's kind of what we're going into right now.
These are our driest months, May, June, the end of April. We very rarely get a storm. They can happen, and we'll welcome it this year. What I didn't mention before is snowpacks across Arizona and New Mexico are very low. They're all less than, most of them are in the basins are less than 50% of average. And that's really important for our spring stream flows, which are all projected, with the exception of the Colorado River, which may be the only silver lining that we've had this winter. But all of the stream flows that originate in Arizona and New Mexico are going to be below average. So our reservoirs are going to be in a bad situation.
And for those wondering why the Colorado River would be the exception here, the snowpack for the Colorado River does not really start in Arizona or New Mexico. It comes from Colorado.
Yeah, the headwaters of Colorado. The majority of the water comes from the mountains in Colorado. And they've seen more rain and snow this year. They've had more storms up there. And most of the basins are reporting above average snowpack conditions. So I think the inflow into Lake Powell is projected at this moment. And it's fairly accurate at this moment because a lot of the snow has already fallen. It's projected to be around 110% of average.
Zach Guido is with us, climate scientist from the University of Arizona. We always like to talk climate with Zach and try to keep an update on what's going on with this drought. 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any climate questions for Zach, he would be happy to entertain you. And I guess getting back to Colorado, they were part of that jet stream that was further north enough that they got all those winter snow precipitation events.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in the winter, it really is all about where the position of that jet stream is. And many people will probably recall how acute the drought was in California earlier this winter. And that's because a big high-pressure system sort of parked off the West Coast, and it really helped push the winds and the jet stream north. It looped up through the Pacific Northwest and down, grazing into parts of Colorado and then out east. And so it really bypassed us.
Yeah, and for those wondering, well, what's the climate look like, the precipitation center? How's this for hedging your bets, Zach? This is from your newsletter, which comes out every month, the Climate Summary, Southwest Climate Outlook. Precipitation forecast. The NOAA, the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center, is calling for equal chances for above, below, or near average precipitation. Now that is covering your bet.
Yeah, they're punting. I mean, they're flip. It's a coin flip. But there is some indication, and it's not reflected in that report right there. But there is some indication that an El Nino is brewing in the tropical Pacific Ocean, which is good news for us in terms of precipitation in the winter, because what usually happens is that jet stream that I talked about earlier gets pulled south, and we tend to be more in line with storms as they come across the North Pacific Ocean.
All right, let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Josh has a very good question for Zach Guido. Zach, slip your headset on there so you can hear Josh. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, actually, it's two hopefully good questions. First, when's the last time we technically were not in a drought? And on the side slip of that, what would it take for us to technically get out of a drought?
Okay, those are two very good questions. I'll field the first one first. And I think you can go back to around 2000, more or less, to get a time in which we weren't in, let's say, chronic long-term drought. Now, drought is a sort of a nuanced thing to talk about because it depends on what you're concerned with. If you're concerned with grasses, if you're a rancher, for instance, you really only care about the preceding season. So if the monsoon fizzles, that's problematic. Or if the winter fizzles, that can be problem problematic. The sort of long-term impacts don't accumulate for those particular things. So your drought as a rancher is really just about what happened in the last 6 months here in the Southwest. In terms of water supply, because we have these big reservoirs, it takes a little bit longer to feel the impacts. Right now, Lakes Mead and Powell are about a little bit more than 50% full. It took a long time to get there. And so it takes a long time to get out of those kinds of situations. So it really depends. It really depends on what you're concerned with. But if you go back to 2000, we've basically been in pretty prolonged and repeated seasons of below average precipitation. Now, last monsoon season, we did have a relatively decent monsoon for parts of the Southwest that really helped us out and has mm-hmm. mitigated a mm-hmm. little bit of these dry conditions.
So this might help Josh understand it too, and correct me, Zach, if I'm wrong here, but we would be out of a drought if we had 2, 3, 4 years of average or even above average rain.
Yeah, I think as a general rule of thumb, you want back-to-back or repeatedly back-to-back.
And it's been a long time since, you know, you say around the year 2000, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a string of seasons of good precipitation, a string of good precipitation seasons in a long time. For instance, the last 4 years have been below average in the winter. But again, like I said, last monsoon was relatively decent, so that helped to mitigate the situation. But it has been a long time since we've had successive seasons that have been above average.
What was the second part of Josh's question?
I think it was, what will it take to get out
so
of...
So I think we covered that. And the monsoon forecast maybe will be better if El Nino does in fact develop, which we'll know, I guess, within 6 months whether El Nino is coming up.
Well, we should know about El Nino relatively soon. These are sort of pivotal months. I should step back and say that the monsoon is always a difficult animal to understand and predict. With El Nino, the El Nino and the La Nina events, they tend to be a winter phenomenon because that's when the temperatures in the Pacific Ocean, tropical Pacific Ocean, become either the warmest or the coolest. So it tends to have more of an impact on our winter weather. But there is some indication that El Niños influence the onset of the monsoon, and they tend to delay the onset of the monsoon. So if this El Nino event, which people think it's going to materialize, if in fact it does materialize, there could be some impacts on the early monsoon season. I'm particularly not comfortable with talking about what the monsoon will do because I don't think there's so many variables that play into it.
We'll get a little closer to that in the coming months, and we'll talk with you again. Zach Guido from the University of Arizona, climate scientist. Zach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson, visit historic Pinos Altos, City of Rock State Park. You can fish at Lake Roberts and Bill Evans Lake and hike along the Continental Divide Trail. Great places to stay in the area, including Wilderness Lodge, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wildwood Retreat, Hot Springs. You can find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico by logging onto their fine website of places to see and things to do and places to stay at southwestnewmexico.org. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
And here he is, Shelly Fishman, with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelly, how are you?
I'm well today, Bill, and yourself?
Doing very well. And, you know, there are types of investment that kind of your large fund managers have in their toolbox and they use all the time, but sometimes they're overlooked by the individual investor.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you make your living doing financial advice and financial planning and investments for for people, and the big fund managers do that. Also, hedge fund managers do that. You have access to a lot of choices for your fund or for your clients that most people don't even know exist.
These are sort of considered, I guess, the non-traditional types of investments.
You bet. They're called non-traditional or sometimes alternative investments. And as a result, they have some restrictions that most broker-dealers will place on investing in them. Some of them have restrictions as to your qualifications as an investor. For instance, with some of them, you might have to have an income of $200,000 a year and a portfolio of liquid assets of, say, $1 million. In some cases, it's less than that. It would be, say, $70,000 a year and assets of $250,000.
So there are rules to get in the door on some of these.
Because these are not traded investments very often. That is, they're not traded on markets in the secondary market, like stocks or bonds are traded. They're traded privately through private placements. As a result, they tend to be somewhat non-liquid. That is, once you've committed to buying these, you really have to stick with it for a while. But they present themselves as alternatives to more commonly traded assets that tend to be less volatile because they're not traded. And because they're not yet traded and because the companies involved have very specific objectives, they tend to be fairly dependable and reliable in terms of meeting their prospectus commitments. So that if you invest in one of these companies for income, it's a pretty good bet that they're going to meet their income commitments to you, though their boards do have to vote every month to produce those dividends or interest payments. And some of these kinds of companies are companies that might eventually get traded publicly but aren't right now, such as real estate investment trusts.
Known as?
REITs.
REITs.
Yeah, non-traded REITs. Now, you can buy lots of traded REITs on the open market. But non-traded REITs are REITs that have not yet gone public. And therefore, the stock price, the price of the equity itself is very stable because it's not traded. It's not subject to the vagaries of day-to-day trading. And because the objective is always to have an exit strategy for that company, the management of the company tends to stick pretty closely to its commitments.
Why would a money manager use this? Is this to stabilize a portfolio?
One of the reasons would be to stabilize the portfolio. Another reason would be to help find substitutes for things that portfolio manager believes might become more volatile. So, for instance, if you are a real estate investment trust or a business development corporation, this is this new kind of term, BDC, that makes loans to companies whose first round of financing, for instance, or second round of financing has expired, then you are in a very high position in the pecking order when it comes to who gets repaid in case of a bankruptcy or just in terms of who gets repaid and in what order. And typically these companies are investing as the first alternative payment. So if something were to happen, as that company liquidates, you get paid first. So if you're a bondholder, you know, you get paid third. Mm-hmm. If you're a stockholder of common mm-hmm. stock, you get paid last.
Uh-huh.
But if you are a debt holder, say you have a mortgage on that company or you have a secured loan with that company, then you get paid first. So an advisor such as myself might choose to put a client into that kind of investment to increase the credit worthiness or the dependability in an environment, for instance, where with rising interest rates, you would see perhaps bond values go down. In this case, there's no connection between the interest rates and what the commitment were, very small commitment, connection rather.
Speaking with Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. This is the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday Money Maker Report. Tell me a little bit about risk that is involved when we get into the non-traditional type of investments.
Well, because the regulations are different, the risks are different. So, yes, it's by prospectus, but by definition, you have less exposure to the general markets. And so, theoretically, the general markets don't get to vote, with their bucks on that particular investment. So you've got to be really careful to make sure that the company that you are investing in is well-established, has a good reputation, is getting good advice, has got good financial backing. So there's a lot of things you want to do to be really careful. And there have certainly been cases where some of these non-traded assets have not done well.
But you mentioned that you need to be in it for a while.
Yeah.
Kind of a long.
So the process.
What are we talking about time-wise?
Well, it could be 3 to 5 years. Typically, it's that's about the maximum. Because the rules regarding BDCs or business development corporations and real estate investment trusts have those trusts essentially going public or in other ways dismembering that trust at some known point in the future. And so that's what has to happen. So there is an exit strategy. Either they will go public, they'll merge it with something else, they'll sell off the assets at a time that they consider to be advantageous to sell those assets. But during the period of time before which that thing happens, that event happens, it's tough to sell your shares because they're not publicly traded. Most of these companies do have programs where you can, in fact, trade in your shares, but it's usually at a discount and it's only subject to the availability of those shares being available in the market.
This is where you really need a knowledgeable certified financial planner.
Yeah, you don't stumble into this territory.
When you get into this territory, somebody that's really done their homework.
Yeah. But if you take a look at the holdings, for instance, of the major retirement trusts, the big funds, they can be as much as 50% or 60% invested in these kinds of investments rather than in the publicly traded stuff because the returns are better and they tend to stabilize the fund.
Shelley Fishman has been with us, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley, what is the best way for someone to get a hold of you?
So three ways. Buckmastershow.com, and probably the best and easiest way for our audience here.
We have a quick link over to you.
Absolutely. Or www.shelleyfishman.com. Mm-hmm. That goes directly to my website, or 940-0884.
And you are available for phone calls.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Shelley, thanks. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday edition on this first day of April. And the first Tuesday of the month, we put aside some time to talk about your medication and how to take control of your health care. We call it Your Meds segment. It features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean. He is founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries, and we strongly suggest that you take a look at crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
You too, Bill. Great being with you.
Let's talk a little bit about antibiotics. The dust has been kicking up the last couple of days, and people are sneezing. They think perhaps it's a cold, when it is probably maybe an allergy situation with the dust. So they go to the doctor, and they say, I think I've got a cold. I need an antibiotic. Now, how often do doctors hear that?
Over and over, and especially at this time of year, you know, the Palo Verde in Arizona are blooming, and you can probably hear it in my voice.
You've got a little of the allergies yourself, and Rose has it also.
And so a lot of people think I've got to have an antibiotic, and that's not going to work for an allergy. They get a cold, or they think they're getting a cold, and they think they've got to have an antibiotic. Antibiotics only work on bacterial infections, not viruses or allergies. And we're beginning to recognize finally that these are dangerous drugs. They can save your life, but boy, we pay a big price for when we overuse them, and we do.
790-2040, 790-2040, if you have any questions about your medication. Dr. Woosley would be happy to entertain your questions and comments. Yes, we do overuse these, and two widely prescribed antibiotics are in the news lately, and this is a situation that is extremely dangerous.
It is. azithromycin, or it's more commonly known as Z-Pax.
Z-Pax.
It's like erythromycin, but it's more potent. You only have to take it for 5 days.
Comes in that little five-pack.
Right. And that's very convenient. Yeah. Once a day for 5 days. And the problem is that many people go to the doctor and ask for a Z-Pax, or they say, I've got to have an antibiotic, and they get this. And unfortunately, it can be lethal. The FDA put out a warning a couple of years ago, and actually for over 2 years, we've had it on our list at crediblemeds.org of medicines that could cause sudden death. The recent paper that was just published showed that compared to using amoxicillin, a penicillin, a very safe old drug, there's over 4,500 deaths a year because of azithromycin. Also, levofloxacin, one of the floxacin antibiotics, very potent, should be reserved for serious infections, causing deaths in people in this country. So these medicines save lives, but in this case, they're taking more lives than they're saving.
Why are they so widely prescribed?
Because they're marketed. They are promoted. Billions of dollars spent promoting these antibiotics. And Z-Pak has such a great name. It's got such an easy,
to take. You know, I can see it, picture it in my mind. And we've all seen, probably most of us have been to the doctor. You've seen these Z-Paks. It's this little little folder.
Yes.
And it's just one a day where the amoxicillin, or the more traditional penicillin, you would have to take typically three. Mm-hmm. Over the course of a 24-hour period.
So for 10 days.
Or 10 days. So you've got this this convenience factor.
It's a big one.
And then the other one you mentioned, the
levofloxacin,
is widely prescribed because it's kind of the newest and the greatest.
Right. It's super potent, and the doctors like to use it because if you do have an infection, it'll treat it very effectively. But it has tons of side effects. Mental side effects also, which the others don't.
So bottom line, you have to be your own best consumer when it comes to these kinds of things.
Absolutely.
If you're going to be prescribed an antibiotic, get the name of it, do some checking, and go to Credible Meds, to the website. Check on this. Is this something you even want to do? Most people don't question, though, the doctor.
They don't. In fact, they are often go and demand them.
They demand some kind
an
of
antibiotic. And you ask doctors, and this was on 60 Minutes not too long ago, they ask a doctor, why did you prescribe that drug when you know it was a virus that the antibiotic won't work for? And the doctor said, well, if I don't give it to them, they'll go to somebody else. And that's not a good way to practice medicine. It's not a good way to be as a patient, to take care of yourself. You want to go to the doctor and ask for their very best care, but then go home and become educated and know what you're taking, what foreign chemicals you're putting in your body, and make sure they are the right ones for you. And that's what Credible Meds tries to provide you.
How about this glucosamine, which is so widely prescribed?
Oh, that's another example where...
Allergies. Speaking of, oh my goodness, just talking about it. But anyway.
Glucosamine is, it's actually something that you can extract from shrimp or lobster tails. It's a chitin-type substance, and people thought for many years that if you take it, your arthritis would get better because it's kind of like the same chemicals in your cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there finally was a study that looked for 6 months of chondroitin administration. There was no benefit to symptoms, no benefit on the x-rays or the MRIs or other tests that the doctors could run. And it's a $2 billion expenditure. Now, it's safe as far as I know. I don't know of any side effects. But what could we do with $2 billion in healthcare today? We could vaccinate everybody in the country with that $2 billion.
for osteoporosis prevention, people take that. I mean, it's incredible. Everybody markets this stuff.
Anybody with knee pain, you know, about 1 in 10 people are taking this because they've got some joint ailment and they think it's going to help. The problem, it happened to me. I bought a bottle of glucosamine because my joints were hurting.
Right.
I forgot to start taking it, though. Mm-hmm. It just sat on the shelf. About a week later, I said, my joint pains are gone. If I had been taking that glucosamine, I would have sworn it saved my life.
Of course, you would have correlated with the beginning of taking the glucosamine with suddenly the joints feeling better.
And that a lot of illnesses are like that. They come and go, and when they come and go, we think that something we've done made them get better. In this case, that chondroitin was sitting on my shelf, not doing anything for me except draining my wallet.
That was a widely, I think this study came out of the University of Arizona. The University of Arizona Arthritis Center came out with that study.
Right. They were part of the team that studied this glucosamine.
So tell us about CredibleMeds.org, or you can also get it, if you just type in Credible Meds,
right.
It's going to come up.
It'll come up.
Yeah.
And that website is available. We've got three portals on there for the public. We've got one for researchers and another one for healthcare delivery.
You have a lot of pharmacists who
We have a lot of people who log on to check their medicines. And a lot of pharmacists want to know the medicines they're dispensing, are they going to be safe or not? But we've just launched a new feature that you can go on and type in your medicines, and this computer will check to see if your medicines that you're taking have any of the risks that we're warning about. If they can cause sudden death or have a possible risk of causing sudden death or under certain conditions could cause sudden death, you'll get a warning to say, check with your doctor. And don't stop taking your medicines, mm-hmm. but do check with your physician to see if this risk of sudden death is associated with the medicines you're taking.
This move away from penicillin and move away from amoxicillin, was that pretty much driven marketing, or were the other drugs not effective?
Oh, no. The amoxicillin is very effective, but it wasn't as convenient as the Z-Pak as we were talking.
Yeah, but I was just wondering if there was something that they felt they had to move on to the next generation of these drugs because the other wasn't as effective.
Well, it's usually because it's newer is better, and that's the concept that's out there. Most doctors want to prescribe the newest, most talked about, and most promoted medicines to show that they're at the cutting edge, that they're up to date on everything.
Dr. Ray Woosley, always a pleasure. We will look for you the first Tuesday of May, and we appreciate you coming on. We urge everybody, just put Incredible Meds. If you Google it, you're going to find it, and it's a great resource. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, we'll be back with our every other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater right after this.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
April is Earth Month at UA Biosphere 2, where every weekend in April experience programs that will inspire a better understanding of our world. Weekend themes include the weather, ocean, energy, and Earth Day weekend, where special hands-on activities and live animals will be featured. Also new and just opened are the exciting Ocean and Rainforest Gallery exhibitions. Both of these fascinating immersion projects are open daily. More at b2science.org. Visit Biosphere 2 today.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer.
For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
This week's Arts Report, the every other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting country music legends John Anderson and Tracy Lawrence on April 2nd. Enjoy an intimate concert filled with their beloved songs. These platinum-selling singer-songwriters boast a huge catalog of hits, including Straight Tequila Night, Seminole Wind, Can't Break It to My Heart, and If the Good Die Young. Then on Sunday, April 13th, celebrate the Fox's 84th birthday by enjoying the 1968 classic film Oliver, starring Mark Lester, Ron Moody, and Shanna Wallace. For more information and tickets to see John Anderson and Tracy Lawrence April 2nd and Oliver April 13th, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Tucson Weekly contributor Linda Ray. Linda, how are
Hi.
You?
I'm great.
And as usual, there is a ton of stuff going on.
Right. Don't ever say there's nothing to do in Tucson. We've got venues large and small this time. Speaking of small things, I want to start out talking about stargazing with dung beetles.
Mm.
That's the artwork of Marcy Miranda Janes. Now, you know what papel picante is, the little cut paper banners and stuff you see? Mm-hmm. She does extreme papel picante, means tiny, tiny details of cut paper. And this is a collection of work she's been working on for a long time of critters, animals, insects, and so on. And everybody should go see it. It's going to be a fun show. Take the kids, and you will marvel at how on earth she does these things. But the big arts event coming up for people who enjoy fine arts, Tucson Arts Artists Open Studio. Now, that's next week, April 12th through 13th. 85 locations, open studios to the public to see the creative process at work. You can find all the details and a map of all of the studios that are open at TucsonOpenStudios.com. Isn't that simple?
That's a big event when they do the artist tours.
Right.
By the way, on the Stargazing with Dung, that's D-U-N-G Beatles, that's at the Contreras Gallery, and that's at 110 East 6th Street.
That's correct. There's an art lecture. There's a lecture coming up, too, that I think a lot of people will be interested in. I know you and our sponsors, the Fox, are going to be very interested in it because it's connected with a Nat King Cole tribute on Friday, April 11th at the Fox Tucson Theater. So that's next week coming up. This is actually one of those great lectures sponsored by the Confluence Center for Creative Photography. They have everybody's favorite humanities professor, David Soren, along with the head of the jazz program at the U of A, Jeff Haskell, whom all of you have seen all around town. And they're presenting a program they're called The Great American Art Songbook and How It Grew. And it's going to be about all those great standards, the 30s, 40s, and 50s that we hear in jazz today. But both of them are very engaging speakers, and I think people would really enjoy that. That's at the Student Union Bookstore on University Boulevard, the one in the Student Union.
We keep going back to the Contreras Gallery. One of our callers just said it's Picado. Not picante.
Oh, picado. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you for correcting.
But we have we have very the listeners are listening very carefully, and that's
so
very
much.
Good. They're kind of I like to say the listeners are our best editors.
Well, yeah,
they're out there
and
editing
as are our readers at Tucson.
There you go.
Thank
there
you
go.
Very much for that.
Music, balalaika. That is always fun. Whenever I hear balalaika, I think of Dr. Zhivago.
Oh yeah. And that beautiful song, Laura's Theme.
That's it.
Well, this is fun. Remember I said venues large and small. Mm-hmm. Our libraries put on such fun programs. And this is actually at the Kirk Bear Canyon Branch Library, the Arizona Balalaika Orchestra. So we've got the Far East Side covered here at 8959 East Tankerville Road. 16 musicians and a vocalist are going to perform Russian traditional balalaika tunes, and that's Saturday, April 5th, this Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's the good part. It's free.
It's free. It's free. But then I want to see this. I'm interested in this Southern Arizona Symphony Orchestra event, too, at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. That's on the far north side, 7650 North Paseo del Norte. It's a program of the Southern Arizona Symphony Orchestra, and there's a lot of stuff. I mean, you can find read about it in the weekly. But the thing that's interesting to me is this Rebecca Xiao won the Sasso's Youth Concerto competition, and she won performing Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3, and she's going to perform that on Sunday, April 6th at 3 p.m.
And that is also, well, that's $20,
but
it's free for young people. If you're 17 and younger, that's free.
Correct, and you can find more information on that and get your tickets in advance at sassomusic.org, S-A-S-O-music.org.
And again, that's St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church for the Southern Arizona Symphony Orchestra.
And then we have two operas coming up. Arizona Opera Company will be performing Don Pasquale, and it's featuring a Los Angeles bass baritone, Craig Colclaw. That's Saturday, April 12th, and Sunday, April 13th. It's Saturday, 7:30. Sunday is 2 p.m. And then our great University of Arizona School of Music is this is really not to be missed if you love guitar. This is the student competition. We have probably the best guitar program in the country. And the Schaefer Memorial Guitar Competition is Sunday, April 13th, and it's only $5 at the School of Music.
Yeah, we have a fantastic classical guitar program here in Tucson at the University of Arizona. And we've got theater.
We've got two dance programs.
We should probably go to dance because Margaret Regan, our friend, the arts editor of the Weekly, has a piece, I think, in the Weekly.
She has
about
a piece
dance.
About both of these.
She loves dance.
Dance and Dessert, and also Sappho's Dance Theater is celebrating its fifth anniversary. And the Dance and Dessert is a big fundraiser for Ballet Tucson. Theater, let me just jump over a quick poetry thing because I didn't know this. Robert Frost was in Tucson 54 years ago to dedicate the U of A Poetry Center. How awesome is that?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a reading in his honor at the Oro Valley Public Library on April 10th. That's next weekend. And theater, yes. Borderlands Theater is doing Burning Patience. That is based on a story by Pablo Neruda. That's another Poetry Month kind of thing. April's Poetry Month. Anyway, new actors. They are really good at bringing those onto the stage, and they have several of those in this performance, but it's going to be wonderful. Then there's a new play festival coming up. The thing that's exciting in theater to me, my one favorite thing, is I don't know if you know Art Almquist. He was People Magazine's teacher of the year 2013. Right?
Yes.
He heads the theater program at Tucson High, and they are producing the Laramie Project. Do you know about that project?
Not. I think I've heard something about
it. It's a very challenging performance. The actors and others read statements by people who were in Laramie, Wyoming, when Matthew Shepard was killed there. So it's a very powerful play about acceptance of the LGBT community.
And finally, we've got the Arizona International Film Festival. It begins Friday, April 11th. Through the 27th.
Yes. We've had so many great film festivals, and we seem to have more all the time. This one is all small independent films. It's going to be run in three theaters, Elliott's in the Screening Room downtown and Grand Cinema Crossroads. Go to filmfestivalarizona.com. All one word, filmfestivalarizona.com, for all the information, what films are being shown and where.
Thank
and
you
that's
very
next
much.
Weekend. Well, it's the 11th through the 27th.
Thank you, Linda. We'll look at the Tucson Weekly for all the listings. Thanks.
Yes.
This Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting CMA and Grammy Award winner Kathy Mattea on April 16th. Mattea's newest release, Call Me Home, is a collection of songs celebrating our distinctly American Appalachian music and beautifully complements her many top 20 hits like Where You've Been, the bluesy 445 Rocket, and the iconic 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses. See Kathy Mattea on April 16th at the Fox. And on April 13th, celebrate Fox Tucson Theater's 84th birthday by enjoying the 1968 classic film Oliver in the stunningly restored 1930s movie palace, which is the Fox. So for more information and tickets to see John Anderson and Tracy Lawrence on April 2nd, Kathy Mattea April 16th, and the classic film Oliver April 13th, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Culligan Water. Culligan, thank you very much. Better water, pure and simple. Tomorrow, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. Rosemary Brandt, our ace producer, and myself, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow at 12:04. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.